Welcome to AM Best Audio.
American Modern Insurance Group, a Munich Re company, has published its Agent Perspectives Report, which provides firsthand perspectives from more than 200 independent insurance agents on key issues shaping the future of insurance. The survey revealed that if a recession happens, which 3 in 4 agents believe it will, agents are most concerned about consumer price sensitivity. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm speaking today to Andreas Kleiner, President and CEO of American Modern Insurance Group. Andreas, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you very much, John, and glad to have you.
So what is your view of the market, and what's the agent's view of the market these days?
Well, we are particularly playing in the specialty personal lines market, and I have to admit I'm always looking a little bit with some envy to the commercial lines market. If I look at the market itself, expected premium volume in 2023, just above $900 billion, and you could roughly say slightly more than half of the market is personal lines market. The other part of the market is commercial lines market. But when it comes to profitability, it's almost like a story of two tails. Personal lines market hovering in the last couple of years, 2022, it was 103%, 21, it was 103%, 22, 108%, 23 expectations more in 110% range. Whereas commercial lines market had a couple of really good years below 100% combined ratio. So certainly in the personal lines market, it's a rough environment. Particularly when I zoom in on homeowners, has been hit very heavily by inflation in 22, to some extent in 23, plus natural catastrophes. What I found presumably most telling is, we're always saying it's now the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th year of elevated natural catastrophes. The fact is we had 9 out of the last 10 years with elevated natural catastrophes. At some stage, you need to ask yourself whether this is the new normal and where we have to price for it.
Now, I noticed in the report that there were some generational differences when it comes to purchasing insurance. Tell us about that.
Well, certainly, and I believe it's not a surprise, there is more technological affinity in the younger generations compared to the older generations. We see more and more propensity to buy online, or what we often refer to as the so-called ROPO customer, research online, purchase offline. That's an interesting aspect. Literally, if I look back even 3 decades ago, there was the doomsday saying the demise of the agency channel. It hasn't happened. And what we do see is a lot of people nowadays do their homework, their research online, but still purchase offline. We see for certain very, I would say, easy lines of business, travel insurance, to some extent auto insurance, there is a stronger penetration of online sales. But for more complex products, it is still very much go to your trusted advisor.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Keeping with that theme of technology, so though the report addresses the use of technology, how is technology impacting the agency business?
Well, we believe that the future lies with the digitally enabled agent, so that they are not just doing the selling part, but they have digital tools helping them, be it in lead generation, but also giving better service, or giving better advice to their clients. So that whole notion of a digitally enabled agent with a lot of powerful technology tools in the background is where we see the future.
Andreas, are agents concerned about data and security when it comes to the privacy of their clients?
Absolutely. I mean, that was a very strong theme that we saw throughout the whole survey. I found it even interesting when I look at the expectations of digital enablement, the expectation of AI, what that would do to them. to the agent's business. And it was all topped by a margin, by a significant margin, by their concern about cybersecurity and data privacy.
John. Andreas, how can the industry help agents deal with the current market environment?
Well, that's a tough one, John. Certainly, the insurance industry was hit heavily by inflation, and we've seen a lot of price increases, particularly in the personal lines. But I believe there are certain remedies where an agent can help. First of all, making sure that policyholder only purchases the covers that they need, cut off any potential covers that are unnecessary. Then you can play around with your deductibles. So take a higher deductible and get a premium discount. Those are the two, I would say, imminent things that would come to my mind, John, how you can make some of the price increases more digestible for policyholders.
Andreas, there's no question that the agency workforce is getting older. What do you see as the challenges of recruitment, and how is the industry going to address those challenges?
Definitely. The agents are getting older. We know that a significant part of the agency workforce is well above 60 years old, are going to retire soon. Often there are no proper plans in place for succession. We see a lot of consolidation happening, agencies being bought up, being consolidated. In the end, it boils down to making the profession of an agent attractive. And that is certainly something where we as an whole industry, not only for distribution, the agency side, but as an insurance industry in general, have a challenge at hand. So it's not easy to resolve, but it's something we direly need to work on in making our professions more attractive for potential college graduates or younger professionals.
Not easy to resolve, but it's going to be interesting to see, isn't it?
Definitely, John. Definitely.
Andreas, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much for having me, John. My pleasure.
That was Andreas Kleiner, President and CEO of American Modern Insurance Group. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day, find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.